This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Normality gradually returns to Tarai districts after days of communal tension as restrictions ease. Government and religious organizations sign agreement for social harmony and peace. Landslides and floods disrupt traffic on major highways. Passport Department extends service hours to meet rising demand. Two ships and weekends operations introduced. And the U.S. President Donald Trump says the U.S. canceled planned strikes in Iran amid rapid deal prospects. Now the news in detail. Normality is gradually returning to Tarai Mothers districts affected by recent communal tensions as local administration eases security restrictions. Dialogues between the government and community representatives have also helped ease the situation. In Pursa, the district administration office has lifted the nightly prohibitory order that had been in place since the 30th of July after concluding that the security situation had improved. Markets, industries and transport services in Birgunj and surrounding areas have resumed operations following the suspension of protest by religious organizations after the government reached an agreement with the families of victims of the Gulbazar incident in Siraha. In Dhanusa, the curfew has been lifted and replaced with a prohibitory order banning public gatherings, rallies, meetings and demonstrations until further notice to help maintain peace and public order. Similarly, the curfew in Lahan of Sira has also been lifted. After authorities reviewed the security situation, local administrations say they are confident that normality will continue to improve. Meanwhile, Home Minister Sudhan Gurung has held talks in Dhanusa with representatives of religious organizations and other stakeholders. The discussions rather concluded with a 13-point agreement aimed at strengthening religious harmony, maintaining social peace, and addressing concerns raised by the protesting groups. The agreement includes measures to discourage proactive activities at religious sites, curb hate speech, review cases related to recent unrest, provide treatment for those injured during protest and initiate broader political dialogue on issues raised by the organizations. Prime Minister Balendra Sai has expressed deep sorrow over the deaths of mountaineers in the Broad Peak avalanche and paid tribute to those who lost their lives. In a Facebook post yesterday, the Prime Minister said he was deeply saddened by the deaths of six Nepali climbers, including world record-holding mountaineer Nirmal Purza, widely known as Nims Dai, during their ascent of Broad Peak, the world's 12th highest mountain in Pakistan. The Prime Minister described mountaineering as a symbol of courage, discipline, dedication, and the determination to push human limits. He also expressed shock over the deaths of six Nepali and four foreign climbers and extended heartfelt condolences to the bereaved families. Continuous rainfall has triggered landslides and floods, disrupting traffic on several major highways and roads across the country. According to Nepal Police, some roads remain completely blocked, while others are subject to nighttime travel restrictions. To reduce the risk of flood-related accidents, all vehicles are prohibited from using the Kurukut-Nepal-Thuk Kotunze BC section of the BP Highway between 6 p.m. and 4 a.m. Likewise, traffic on the Kanti Highway is banned from 5 p.m. to 5 a.m. The Mechi Highway at Ilam Municipality 9 has been closed due to muddy road conditions. Landslides have also blocked the Araniku Highway at Jirukilu and Kodari in Sindhupalchok. In Dolokha, the Lama Sagu Ramusep Road has been cut off after the Tamakosi River eroded parts of the roads. The Khalte Pasanglam Road in Roswa has become impassable after being washed away by the Twisuli River, while a landslide has completely blocked the Larke Benikat Road in Gurkha. Police have urged the public to check the latest road conditions before traveling and to remain cautious as heavy rainfall continues to increase the risk of landslides, flooding, and road damage. The Sira-Sarlahi section of the postal highway, regarded as the backbone of development in Madhya province, has reached its final stage of construction. According to the Postal Highway Directorate, overall physical progress has reached 90% of the 406-kilometer stretch from Sira to Sarlahi. 347 kilometers have already been blacktopped. A total of 24 bridges have been completed, while 19 more, including 3 each in Sira, Dhanusa, and Motori, and 7 in Sarlahi, are in the final phase of construction. The Department of Passports has expanded service hours by introducing 2-shift operations and weekend services to cope with the growing number of passport applicants following the opening of South Korea's Employment Permit System, EPS, registration. The department is operating electronic passport services in 2 shifts, with the first running from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. and the second from 2 p.m. to 9 p.m. Services are also being provided on Saturdays, Sundays, and other public holidays from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. According to the department, the extended service arrangement will remain in place through the 6th of August to help manage the increased demand, as a valid passport is mandatory for EPS applicants. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. U.S. President Donald Trump says he has called off planned military strikes against Iran after being assured that a deal with Tehran could be reached quickly. According to the BBC in a post on Truth Social, Trump claimed Iran and several Middle Eastern countries had asked the United States to delay any attack, saying the outlines of an agreement had been reached. According to Trump, the proposed deal would include reopening the Strait of Hormuz and addressing Iran's nuclear program. His remarks came after U.S. media reported that Washington was considering a major new wave of strikes on Iranian energy infrastructure over the weekend. Trump said canceling the strikes would serve the future benefit of the world and help ensure the survival of a successful and prosperous Iran. Iran has not yet responded to Trump's announcement. The European Union will hold emergency talks on Tuesday to address the migration crisis in the Spanish enclave of Ceuta, following growing divisions among member states. According to the BBC, the meeting comes after 22 EU countries issued a joint letter calling for coordinated action and a stronger protection of the bloc's external borders after around 60,000 migrants crossed into Ceuta from Morocco. The crisis has sparked tensions within the EU, with Spain condemning what it described as selfish, polarizing, and unlawful responses after Italy suspended the Schengen border fee agreement with Spain, a move supported by Finland and Denmark. Officials say nearly all migrants who entered Ceuta on the 30th of July have since returned, while the death toll linked to the mass crossings has risen to at least 67. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy conditions across the country. There is a possibility of light to moderate rain or snowfall at some places in the Himalayan region. Light to moderate rain is likely at many places in the hilly region and at some places in the Terai region. Heavy rainfall is likely at one or two places in the hilly region of Koshi, Bagmati, Gundaki, Lumbini and Karnali provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Normality gradually returns to Terai districts after days of communal tension as restrictions ease. Government and religious organizations sign agreement for social harmony and peace. Landslides and floods disrupt traffic on major highways. Passport department extends service hours to meet rising demands. 2 shifts and weekend operations introduced. And U.S. President Donald Trump says U.S. canceled planned strikes on Iran amid rapid deal prospects. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.